News release. Lakehead University. Lakehead University researchers Dr. Martha Dowsley and Dr. Deborah McKinnon are leading two community-based studies that will impact how societies understand and navigate food sovereignty and public safety. Dr. Dowsley, Associate Professor in Anthropology and Geography and the Environment, is partnering with Lac Seul First Nation, LSFN, in northwestern Ontario and Nubian communities in Egypt to explore the role of focal plants in the community's survival, culture, and self-determination and how that role has been altered by the flooding of traditional lands. The study is supported by a $328,000 grant from the Social Sciences and Humanities Research Council, SSHRC. Many indigenous communities have lost lands and resources to hydroelectric development, severely impacting their economic and cultural well-being, Dowsley explained. By studying some of these injured human-plant relationships, we hope to support communities in strengthening their plant relationships. This can have important impacts in areas such as the Sustainable Development Goals, improving the lives of girls and women, and building resilience into damaged local food systems. For the study, each community selected a plant with economic and cultural significance. LSFN chose wild rice, manaman, and the Nubian community's date palm and a fodder plant called kashringig. Now, the research team will explore the history of lost relationships with these plants to understand how to support indigenous communities as they look to re-establish traditional practices. Illustrated books, films, and educational resources will be created to help cultural sharing and discussions on food sovereignty and cultural resurgence. I hope this research will allow the two case study communities to learn about themselves through seeing how a community on the other side of the world is struggling with a similar problem, she said. My hope is that this project will support the communities to find new ways to use their cultural knowledge of plants to continue those plant relationships in a changed environment. It's all about honoring and nurturing these ancient relationships and finding a place for them in a modern world. In another community-focused project, Dr. McKinnon, an assistant professor in interdisciplinary studies, will examine how libraries in mid-sized Ontario cities balance safety with their mandate of free and equitable access. Public libraries are more than just places for books. They serve as critical social infrastructure by providing access to information, encouraging social inclusion and equity, and fostering civic engagement, McKinnon explained. However, they face growing pressure to navigate their commitment to social inclusion and equity, while managing the added pressure of ensuring the safety of all staff and patrons. In collaboration with public libraries in Barrie, Brantford, and Thunder Bay, and in the context of ongoing social issues such as the opioid epidemic, mental health crisis, lack of affordable housing, and changing perceptions of public safety, McKinnon and Dr. Tara Hodgkinson of Wilfrid Laurier University will engage library staff, patrons, and community members to identify practical, community-driven solutions that support both safety and inclusivity in these spaces. The three-year study is supported by a $97,267 grant from SSHRC. The work conducted by Lakehead researchers is responsive and directly tied to supporting, engaging, and enriching our local communities, said Dr. Andrew P. Dean, Vice President, Research and Innovation. Thank you to our funding partners for recognizing the importance of these projects, not just at the community level, but advancing knowledge nationally and globally in several key areas. In 2023-24, Lakehead University received almost $2.5 million in assistance from the Research Support Fund to support the indirect costs of research, which includes costs for supporting the management of intellectual property, research and administration, ethics and regulatory compliance, research resources, research facilities, and research security. SSHRC grants 2023-24 total received $975,920. Insight grants, 2 to 5 year grant. Drive. Martha Dowsley, Department of Anthropology and Department of Geography and the Environment, Feeding Our Relationships, Investigating Anishinaabe and Nubian Plant Relationships in the Context of Food Sovereignty, Biocultural Landscapes and Sustainable Development, $328,000. Co-applicant, Dr. Charles Levkoy, Department of Health Sciences, Lakehead University. Drive. Lindsay Galway, Department of Health Sciences, Climate Anxiety and Coping Among Youth and Young Adults in Canada, Synthesizing and Advancing Knowledge and Practice, $308,916. Co-applicant. Dr. Ellen Field, Faculty of Education, Lakehead University. Collaborator. Kate Ashwood, Youth Climate Lab. Collaborator. Alexis Ashworth, Root in Nature, Inc. Collaborator. Dr. Thomas Beery, School of Natural History, Krishanstha University. Collaborator. Katie Hayes. Collaborator. Stacy Smith, Young Canadians Roundtable on Health. Drive. Deborah McKinnon, Department of Interdisciplinary Studies, Securitizing the Last Public Bastion, Safety in Public Libraries in Mid-sized Ontario Municipalities, $97,267. Co-applicant. Dr. Tara Hodgkinson, Department of Criminology, Wilfrid Laurier University. Collaborator. Barrie Public Library. Collaborator. Brantford Public Library. Collaborator. Thunder Bay Public Library. Collaborator. Federation of Ontario Public Libraries. Insight Development Grant, 2-year grant. Drive. Bartholomew Chire, Department of Health Sciences and EPID at Work Research Institute, Work Stressors and Job Satisfaction and Mental Well-Being Among Black, Indigenous, and People of Color Skilled Trades Workers in Northwestern Ontario, $63,723. Co-applicant. Dr. Samuel Essien, Department of Health Sciences and EPID at Work Research Institute, Lakehead University. Co-applicant. Dr. Charles Guion, School of Social Work, McGill University. Collaborator. Dr. Anne Shirley Afool, Registrar's Office, University of Regina. Knowledge Synthesis Grants. Evolving Narratives of Cultures and Histories, 1-year grant. Drive. Martha Dowsley, Department of Geography and the Environment, From Manaman to Wild Rice and Back Again. Understanding the Transformations of a Native Ontario Grain and Indigenous Cultural Resurgence, $30,000. Co-applicant. Dr. Kira Lukes, School of Outdoor Recreation, Parks and Tourism, Lakehead University. Individual Partnership Engage Grant, 1-year grant. Drive. Mirit Castleman-Grabarski, Faculty of Business Administration, Coach Officer Training Development, $25,000. Co-applicant. Hina Kalyal, London Police Service. Connection Grants, 1-year grant. Drive. Lisa Demolins, Faculty of Education, Orillia. Multiple Perspectives for Indigenous Education Activation in Simcoe County, $49,494. Co-applicant. Dr. Ruth Beatty, Faculty of Education, Orillia. Collaborator. Christina Ruddy. Drive. Idevani Acosta, School of Nursing, Our Voices, Our Stories, an Action-Oriented Outreach and Knowledge Exchange Webinar Series, $48,520. Co-applicant. Dr. Catherine Phillips, School of Social Work, Orillia. Co-applicant. Dr. Catherine Scholes, School of Nursing. Co-applicant. Dr. Michelle Marie Spadoni, School of Nursing. Co-applicant. Dr. Pilar Camargo Plazas, Queen's University. Collaborator. Irma Jean Bajnik, Wounds Canada. Collaborator. Maryam Botros, Wounds Canada. Individual PCHSSHRC Initiative for Digital Citizen Research, Connection, 1-year grant. Drive. Davout AKCA, Department of Interdisciplinary Studies, Orillia, Combating Hate Speech in an Increasingly Polarized Era Conference, $25,000.